We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. So we're talking stocks, choosing the right stock. We're talking trigger jobs.
Yeah.
And going to talk a little bit about the political landscape changes with respect to firearms in this segment. It's brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
It is.
These guys are amazing.
They are. I just got off the phone with them before the show. I called them early this morning and had a talk with them and, you know, kind of, I sip my coffee. I don't know what he's drinking. Probably an energy drink or something. I don't know. Maybe tea.
I hope not. He doesn't need it.
I think he just drinks black tea or black coffee when he's at my house.
Gotcha.
And one-liners don't stop. They just don't stop coming out of that guy. I don't know how
He's the Henny Youngman of roofing.
Oh, my God. You're right. Yeah. That's a good, you know, yeah. And Henny Youngman's an exact, that's perfect, Danny. Yeah. That's perfect. That's, you hit it right on. That's a home run.
There
by
you go.
Dan Foley.
Right there.
Yeah. Dan Foley's in the outfield again. So this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com is their website, and you can reach them at 810-732-7740, or, of course, link to them from our website, thegss.com. Now, they've been in business since 1971. They are your commercial roofing experts.
They really specialize in that. If you've got a business, a warehouse, an office, anything like that, you need to call them. If you're thinking about a roof, they'll come and do an inspection. They can do repairs on commercial roofs.
Yep.
But they'll steer you right, too. They'll tell you exactly what you need, if you need it. And they do some residential as well, and they do shingle roofing. Not as much of that, but boy, if you need a roof, they're great folks.
They've done our church several times, and it's been shingles. And
yeah.
We're getting ready to do a big bid request out for our church. We're going to all metal, and it's become popular. You know, these metal roofs, they get 50 years out of them.
Yeah.
You know, so I hate to see the shingles go because shingles are nice and quiet.
Yeah.
Metal roofs are not. Plus, ice slides off these roofs. It is Michigan, so it's dangerous. So we got to, you know, we have to be some, there's got to be some modifications to the buildings even, but they'll handle it. They can handle the whole thing.
Yeah,
so,
he does. They do metal as well. I mean, they can install any kind of roof.
There's a ton of metal roofs he does. Matter of fact, sometimes that's all he's doing. I'll say, how's it going? And today he was, Friday, he was talking about two different metal roofs he had to go on Friday.
Yeah.
And weather's not great for it, but they're getting them done. So, but you can get a hold of them and just be glad you did. Tell them you heard about them from us and thank them because they have been with us for about 6 or 7 years now. They've been with us here on the Gunsmith Show. Good friends and good people. So, Tri-County Roofing, 810-732-7740. So we're really seeing some changes in the landscape on the political arena regarding guns. I wouldn't say it's 50-50 right now. It used to be like 75-25, 75 negative, 25 positive with working towards better gun laws. And right now I'd say it's more closer to 50-50. It's certainly changing, and seems to me we're getting a little more common sense answers and decisions to the questions that are, I guess, hitting us on a daily basis in America. The violence, like this week, those two people from the Jewish embassy, the Israeli embassy, getting murdered in D.C. These things are horrible, and we're seeing decisions made about, you know, activists being removed from the country and stuff. These are important decisions that are being made. I like the direction we're going in. It scares some people, but it does not scare me. What scared me was when Malinowski got killed, the guy from the airport in Arkansas, when the ATF raided his house and killed him 54 seconds after they walked in the door. That's the kind of stuff that scares me. A militant government scares me. And, but there's a lot getting thrown at us right now. You know, we still hear the words gun violence all the time. Gun violence prevention and gun violence. Well, gun violence equates to a person pulling the trigger. The gun is not the problem. The person is the problem. If you've got a moralless person or a person lacking morals, that's the problem. Self-defense is self-defense.
Have they finished with everything in terms of the state of Michigan with respect to some of the changes that went through? Are they still figuring out the details on those?
There's kind of some growing pains there. But we have the trifecta right now, kind of anti-gun. So it's not very good for us with the Secretary of State, the and the other powers that be. I don't want to get into, you know, into the
But
weeds.
they passed some specific stuff, legislation regarding
laws,
safe storage,
rules, yep,
red
yep,
flag, yep. And that stuff only took into effect, I think, in February.
February of 24.
Last February.
So it's been over a year, and there's still some iffy things. Like some of the things, like for handgun registration. Now, if I say you and I want to sell you a handgun. I sell you the handgun. Used to be the person buying it turned their paper in.
Mm-hmm.
Now the person selling it turns their paper in, which I would have done. It's a 3-copy form. I would have done a 4-copy form and make both of you do it to hold mm-hmm. you both accountable.
Yep.
That, hey, on Tuesday we
yep.
got this guy's,
mm-hmm.
but this one never turned it in. Why didn't he turn it in?
Yep.
That's how we're losing guns. That's common sense.
Sure.
There's a big confusion on that. My son thought he was following the rules here a couple weeks ago and sent a paper to the buyer's district, their police department, and they mailed it back to him and said, wrong, you got to turn it into your department.
No.
And it's like...
See, this is the thing. The more involved it just becomes... keeping track of this stuff is a chore. You know, if you go someplace like Williams Gunsight Company, they handle all that stuff for
yeah.
you. They totally know what's going
yep,
on
exactly.
and make sure that you're doing it correctly.
I try not to do many personal interactions.
But you can figure it out. You just have, you know, check out online,
yep.
you know.
And it tells you a
reach out
bit.
To your legislator. I mean, there's all kinds of things you
MSP
can do.
MSP can help you.
Yep.
The Michigan State Police has a website, and on that site explains it, but remember, it's lawyers that are explaining it, so sometimes it's wordy.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to read it through. It's like going through the DNR book right now. You've got to read it over, but you got to refer to page 27B, and then you got to go back mm-hmm. to 36A.
But if you got somebody you can talk to, what does this mean?
Yeah.
Ask him. You can ask him that at
yep.
Williams. You can ask him.
And
if you got an officer that you know, you yep. can ask him, what does this mean?
I've been asking Steve Doolin.
Mm-hmm.
Who's with MCRGO, and he's yep. also on the NRA Board of Directors, and he's an attorney that specializes in gun stuff.
Because, I mean, the people who listen to the show, I mean, responsible gun owners,
yep.
you want to be in compliance, you want to make sure you're following the law, you want to make sure you're keeping people safe.
Yep.
So it's a matter of making sure you've got the right sources to get the right information. I know
yeah.
you belong to a couple of different membership groups.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That, and those are great resources as well.
And there's some of the stuff we do that is just... we're bonding through internet and we're talking and we're discussing, having these discussions, and those can get really carried away. You can be on those and, you know, these little, what do you call them? They're not, we're just
chat groups.
Yeah. And, every now and then there'll be a troll, you know, where somebody's in there trying to throw negative things in,
mm-hmm.
you know, that happens. But it's not just, you know, the self-defense, like that police officer in Grand Rapids that, he was just determined that he was not guilty, and they're retrying him again now. And so I don't know how that works, but they're retrying. I think it was a hung jury, and they immediately they're prosecuting him again. And it's a police officer trying to do his job. You know, it's no wonder. And people say it all the time. No wonder why it's so hard to get cops. And I got family that's cops, and I tell you, a lot of stress,
mm-hmm.
tremendous amount of stress.
Well, in best of circumstances, you need to have support. You know, and obviously, if they're doing stuff wrong, they've got to be held accountable.
They got to be held accountable. That's right.
And, so, but it's a tough job to begin with.
And we're all humans,
yeah.
you know. So now, one of the other places that seems to be changing is going to be suppressors. There's a big push right now across the country to make suppressors not be part of the ATF, meaning. Why does a suppressor have to be regulated? It doesn't make the gun silent. It just makes it safer for your ears.
Mm-hmm.
It makes
it's a safety feature.
It's a safety feature. And as far as I'm concerned, you should be able to just buy a gun with a suppressor on it. If you can buy the gun legally, you can buy the suppressor legally. Why do we have to pay a $205 fee to the government to have that suppressor?
You know, I think people have a wrong impression from the movies. You know,
oh, big time.
Silencer's
yeah.
like,
no,
you can't hear it anymore.
No, No, there's
it's so like quicksand. Do you remember as a kid how were you afraid?
Scared to death of quicksand.
Is it like in every episode of The Lone Ranger or Lassie? Or
any time that...
Lassie, go get help! Oh, no. You know, Jimmy's in quicksand. Jimmy's in
quicksand, that's exactly right. Well,
it's not a big deal. Quicksand is not nearly as big a threat as you thought it was when you were 4 or 5 years old.
And neither are suppressors.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yep, I know you are. And there's such strict enforcement. And the crazy thing is, with the ATF... I'm not bad mouthing the ATF. They do their own thing. They've never messed with me. I do nothing wrong for them to mess with me with. But the point is, if you can get guns, you should be able to get a suppressor. But yet, I know people that get suppressors in 3 to 5 days, and it always takes me 11 months. And I don't know why. I don't get it. I don't understand why there's always a holdup. So we'll see what happens next time, and I'll report on that.
That sounds good.
It's kind of like waiting for the Lions to start playing again. Well, it's going to be 11 months, you know.
We're still a ways away.
In that waiting
period. Getting close, though. We're almost the end of May.
They're already getting some exciting
games. August, they'll be in preseason.
You know it. I'm excited. So
9-8. I heard somebody predict 9-8 this season.
Oh, no. No.
Who's making such a prediction?
Some buffoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be like 20-0. 20-0. All the way to
if
the Super
Bowl, any
baby.
Current football coach who could bring back those Dickus gets from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That'd be good. That'd be fun to watch.
He's the guy.
You know what? Did you see where I don't want to digress, but the coach
too late.
The coach found a guy that was his janitor in the school
when
he was a kid. And he's 85 years old, and he's still a janitor in the school.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know who's a janitor at 85 years old. I think he was 85. And it shows the coach hugging him, and he's still got a broom in his hand in the school. And he's probably volunteering his time now.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think he paid for his retirement or something. Set him up in some way. I didn't read all the details, but it was like,
that's cool.
You know, it's like, I ain't got time to cry about nothing. I'm going to change. I'm going to click past this clickbait. Yeah. So strict enforcement of good laws is what we need, and abolish the bad laws. So that's what kind of thing we got to do. Don't ban guns, but push for good education. Guns don't shoot people by themselves. You know,
there's resources out there, John. Who's the best resource if you've got questions about the current legislation? Who should people go to?
I would join MCRGO and read because they are the predominant prevailing news for gun laws in Michigan.
They follow the stuff closely.
They are. They're now tied with the NRA as the leading source for the NRA in Michigan.
Yeah.
And they push. They're the ones that fight the good fight every day of the week. Yep. There's other organizations out there, but these guys are, you know, they don't hit you with a bunch of BS. They hit you with the news and you go with it.
And they'll get you the latest info so that you can make sure you're doing everything the way you should.
But you got to be careful because, honestly, it's kind of like walking through a room full of mousetraps right now.
Yeah.
If you take the misstep, you're going to get snapped, I'm telling you. And you got to walk softly but carry a big stick. And remember that this weekend, you know, we're constantly under watch right now in this country. So be careful. And we'll be back with more in just a minute talking Williams. Some outstanding rifles we're going to talk about next.
When we come back on the Gunsmith Show, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.